You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover. I'm Mark Peikert, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of September 28th through October 4th. September 28th, 1961, Ossie Davis's new comedy, Pearly Victorious, opens at the Court. Davis himself stars in the comedy about a young man from a small town in Georgia and his desire for the races to worship together in churches. Among Davis's co-stars are Ruby Dee, Godfrey Cambridge, and Alan Alda. It's later adapted into the musical Pearly. In 2010, the Broadway premiere of Brief Encounter, Knee-High Theater's highly theatrical and widely acclaimed adaptation of Noel Coward's stage and film romance, opens at Studio 54. The UK-originated staging, adapted and directed by Emma Rice, includes puppets, songs, incidental music, dance, melodrama, film projections, and comedy to create a unique hybrid that, for this podcast host, is one of his favorite Broadway experiences ever. In 2014, a revival of Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman's Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy You Can't Take It With You opens on Broadway at the Longacre. The cast includes James Earl Jones, Elizabeth Ashley, Julie Halston, Christine Nielsen, Mark Lynn Baker, and Annalee Ashford, who wins a Tony Award for her performance. On September 29, 1934, George S. Kaufman and Moss Hart's comedy Merrily We Roll Along introduces the plot innovation of moving backward in time from scene to scene. It runs 155 performances at the Music Box and inspires a 1981 musical by Stephen Sondheim and George Firth. Heard of it? In 1955, Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge opens at the Coronet Theater. The drama about Eddie, a simple longshoreman driven to acts of brutality and despair by passions he can't understand, gets mixed reviews and runs only 19 weeks. Despite its disappointing original run, the play has since received 4 Broadway revivals. In 2009, Hugh Jackman and Daniel Craig co-star in Keith Huff's two-character police drama, A Steady Rain, which opens on Broadway at the Gerald Schoenfeld. John Crowley directs the play about a pair of Chicago cops whose willingness to blink at corruption leads to disaster. Both stars became famous during the run of the show for auctioning the sweaty shirts off their back to benefit Broadway Cares. In 2016, Simon McBurney's The Encounter, based on the true story of a National Geographic photographer who was lost in Brazil, opens at the Golden. During the performance, the audience wears headphones and becomes immersed in a world created almost entirely by McBurney's voice, sound familiar, and virtual radio station full of sound effects. The production's 2 sound designers, Gareth Fry and Pete Malkin, receive special Tony Awards for their work. On September 30th, 1933, as thousands cheer, hailed as one of the greatest stage reviews ever, opens at the Music Box. Moss Hart is author of the living newspaper-style sketches. Irving Berlin's score includes Easter Parade, Heat Wave, and Supper Time. Stars include Ethel Waters, Marilyn Miller, Clifton Webb, and Jose Limon. In 1953, Deborah Carr stars as a teacher's wife who tries to help a sensitive teenage boy become a real man in the racy for its time drama, Tea and Sympathy, which is one of the first reasonably serious attempts to test the subjects of homosexuality on stage. In 1954, Julie Andrews makes her Broadway debut in Sandy Wilson's The Boyfriend. An affectionate parody of the musicals of the 1920s, it runs for 485 performances at the Royale. On October 1st, 1928, Mae West's controversial play Pleasure Man opens at the Biltmore. It's the story of an actor who has impregnated so many women that the brother of one of them takes up a knife to put a permanent end to the culprit's love life. Police shut it down after 2 performances. In 1957, Kenneth Haig, Alan Bates, and Mary Ure star in John Osborne's searing drama Look Back in Anger, which wins the 1958 Tony Award as Best Play. In 1995, after a 3-decade absence, Carol Burnett returns to Broadway, co-starring with Philip Bosco, in the Ken Ludwig comedy Moon Over Buffalo at the Martin Beck. The critically acclaimed performances of Burnett and Bosco helped the show run 308 performances. In 2009, Michael McKean plays the stuck proprietor of a Chicago donut shop who is shaken loose with the arrival of a brash new employee in Tracy Letts' Superior Donuts, opening at Broadway's Music Box. In 2019, Brian Cox opens in The Great Society, starring as President Lyndon B. Johnson in the sequel to All the Way. On October 2, 1933, All Wilderness, a rare comedy from Eugene O'Neill, opens on Broadway at the Guild Theater. Starring George M. Cohen as Nat Miller, it runs for 35 weeks. In 1958, Eugene O'Neill is the posthumous toast of Broadway as his A Touch of the Poet opens at the Helen Hayes. The cast, directed by Harold Clurman, includes Kim Stanley and Helen Hayes, playing mother and daughter. Brooks Atkinson calls the two ladies the two finest actresses of their respective generations. The play, about a 19th century Irish family living in New England, what else, runs 284 performances. In 1994, the elaborate Harold Prince revival of Showboat opens at the Gershwin. Elaine Stritch, Rebecca Luker, and Mark Jacoby star. In 2003, Hunter Foster and Carrie Butler star in a Broadway production of Little Shop of Horrors, which ran for several years off-Broadway in the 1980s, but only now makes its Broadway debut. The production runs 10 months at the Virginia. In 2019, Freestyle Love Supreme completes its journey from indie phenomenon to full-fledged Broadway show when it opens at the Booth. On October 3, 1938, in one of her most acclaimed performances, Helen Hayes plays Britain's Queen Victoria in Victoria Regina at the Martin Beck. In 1961, Elaine Stritch stars as cruise director Mimi Paragon in Noel Coward's musical Sail Away, opening at the Broadhurst. Stritch stops the show with her 11 o'clock number, Why Do the Wrong People Travel? In 1962, Anthony Newley stars in the Broadway debut of his musical, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, at the Schubert. The allegorical show about an everyman was written by Newley and Leslie Brickhus, with Anna Quayle co-starring. In 1966, Here's Love, Meredith Willson's musical adaptation of Miracle on 34th Street, opens on Broadway at the Schubert. The Birthday Party by Harold Pinter opens at the Booth Theater in 1967. Eve Ensler opens the Vagina Monologues off-Broadway at the West Side Theater in 1999, and Cherry Jones opens in a revival of Mrs. Warren's Profession at the American Airlines Theater in 2010. On October 4, 1920, the musical Jim Jam Jams opens at the Court Theater, starring Harry Langdon, Victoria Clark, and Joe E. Brown. In 1960, A Taste of Honey opens on Broadway at the Lyceum. The play, about a working-class white girl who sleeps with a black man in her provincial town and becomes pregnant, features the likes of Angela Lansbury, Joan Plowright, Nigel Davenport, and Billy Dee Williams. In 1981, the landmark adaptation of The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby opens at the Plymouth. The production is historic in two ways. It's presented in two parts over two evenings, the first such show to win the Tony Award as Best Play, and it's also the first to charge $100 a ticket to see the entire epic. Trevor Nunn and John Caird direct the production, which stars Roger Rees. In 2009, Wishful Drinking, actor-writer Carrie Fisher's darkly comic autobiographical solo show about her adventures in Hollywood and her experiences with substance abuse and mental illness, opens at Broadway's Studio 54. In 2012, Craig Wright's Grace, a four-person darkly comic drama set in Florida that examines the meaning of religion and life, opens at the Court, starring Paul Rudd, Michael Shannon, Kate Arrington, and Edward Asner. And in 2016, Jennifer Holliday, who won a Tony Award in 1981 as Effie White in the original Dreamgirls, returns to Broadway as Shug Avery in The Color Purple. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.